News Sports Cage. Text 306-936-6262. 620 CKRM.
Welcome back, Saskatchewan. Inside the Sports Cage, it's Barney Shinkirk and Sharkey on this Thursday for Extreme Hockey and Sport. We are live at the Kinexus Arts Center for the Rams' annual dinner fundraiser.
Motivational speaker event.
Are you speaking this evening?
Me? Oh, Christ, no. No, okay, good God.
No. We don't want any of that. Joining us right now,
I'm not motivational either.
Head coach of the Rams, Mark McConkey. 4 years already? Is that what you said as the head coach of the Rams?
Yeah, it's gone by quick, and technically my 10th season as a coach on the Rams. So it's been it goes by fast, that's for sure.
He looks like he's 25.
I know, it looks like he should play.
Yeah, no, you do look like you should.
You should wait till you see me run, then you'll really know. Yeah.
Here's a question. Okay, let's go. Maybe not off season, but during the season, you got young Owen here, your son, right beside you. How many hours a day would you put in?
Oh, parenting, zero, and football, like, it's all day. Like, honestly, like, I'm not joking. I wake up in the morning, I kind of help food breakfast with them, I drop them off at daycare, and I don't really see them until the next morning, which is unfortunate, but that's like Monday to Friday type thing. And usually at games, he likes to come run on the field after, and he always try to make that a priority. The only part is, like, if after a loss, like, that's the last thing I want to do, but he doesn't care, win or lose. He's like, I want to run at Mosaic, so it's pretty humbling. But yeah, a lot of hours, like 7 days a week. There's no real off days in season.
Wife's an all-star then?
Absolutely, yeah.
Gotta be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, gotta be. Event like this tonight, you know, you talked about the team and the big year, and we're going to be talking about that coming up here in the months to come. But let's talk about this event tonight and how important it is, fundraising and getting the, you know, the support, because it is a competitive business, if you want to call it nowadays, the CIS, yep, football, especially in the West.
Yeah, it's massive for us. It's our biggest fundraiser, and not only does it help make funds too, it's also exciting. So you get lots of alumni who come out. We bring in all the recruits, we introduce them. There's a lot of people who care about Rams football here, and football is obviously big in Saskatchewan, and they want to meet the new recruits, and it's good networking for those guys, even for a lot of current players who come here, and we kind of sit them with some specific sponsors, and it's just big. You can't really put a price tag on it, but ultimately it's a big fundraising event for us, and it's just a great Rams event to see all the guys come back who have now left the program, and the board members, the 50-50 sellers. It's just a nice event for everyone to come to and listen to a motivational speaker and just meet the new recruits.
You know, I liked you added the new recruits at the end, because I've been following you online as you're adding new bodies, and you know, a 6'6 offensive lineman from somewhere, that's got to be a nice add. But you've obviously had a heck of a recruiting year. Do you want to talk about that a little bit and some of the new guys coming in?
Absolutely. It's been a great recruiting year. Obviously 2023 was a bit of a rebuilding year for us, and obviously with the announcement of the Vanya coming, it's like, we don't have another year to rebuild, like, we got to go now. And so we really changed the kind of our recruiting strategy for this year. We went after some older junior guys, and we got 9 first team all Canadians. We got another 3 guys that are either PCFC All-Stars, BC All-Stars. So we got a lot of guys that are coming in this class of 32 signed that are going to be able to compete to play right away. And that's what we need.
You know, I was listening to the NFL Network today, and there was a great comment on there. Warren Sapp got drafted by Tampa Bay. He went into their player personnel guy. He said, draft the great linebacker for Baltimore. Why am I losing his
name? Ray Lewis.
He said, draft Ray Lewis. The guy said, yeah, whatever. We'll get to you when we get to you. Do you ask those players? Do you ask them who's the toughest guy to play against? Who's the guy that's been the best in the locker room? Do you go back to them and say, who's next?
Absolutely. And when we're recruiting guys, like, we bring in a guy from the Thunder on the O-line, say, who's the best guy you played against? And they're like, this guy. And we're like, Let's find that guy. Let's bring him in. And even other guys, once they've come, so we've got a few Thunder guys, they're your best recruiters. Like, they probably don't want to hear from me, and I'll give them the Rams spiel on why they should come to U of R and play for the Rams and all these things. But it's the guys that are currently on the team that either just came or have been there for 4 years. Those are the best recruiters, because those are the guys they're going to play with and win games with. So we really do lean on our players quite a bit to give us some intel and some insight, and also just to help recruit.
I love when you go back to, you know, you recruited some older guys, some veteran guys, seems like if I'm doing a video, if this is a video game, that's probably what I'm going to do. Is that something that a lot of teams don't go after then? They go after more the high school?
Yeah, I'd say it's really shifted ever since that. Like, they had the age cap before, and you get 2 free years of junior, but now it's, they've kind of changed the rule due to COVID. But essentially, as soon as you play at the age of 20, you start burning years of junior football, whatever it may be. So you start to eat into their clock. And we weren't a big fan, not many teams are, of bringing guys in for 2 years. We want guys for 4, 5, whatever it may be. But obviously with the Vanier coming, it looks a little bit different here. We're trying to field a competitive team and make sure we put our best foot forward and give ourselves a chance to play in that Vanier.
So that's the rule. The clock starts at 20. 20 is your first year, and you got 5 after that, right?
Yeah.
So no matter where you're playing, 20 is when the clock starts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that rule's changed constantly over time. That goalpost keeps moving, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah. Even when I played, you had like 7 to play 5, and it wasn't about age, and there was an age cap, and now technically, like, if you haven't used any eligibility, you can come on in. We might introduce you tonight, so you can...
I can't throw a fit, so...
Fair enough.
You can just annoy.
I can cause problems.
We can both sit on the sideline and chirp, but I'm going for the track and field.
I might be the mascot.
You're going to track and field. I'm using all my eligibility there. CanWest, like we talked about, it's competitive. You see what they're doing up the road in Saskatoon. They have the Dogs Breakfast coming up next week. Calgary's aggressive. Alberta, UBC, now they're a player. Like, the conference in general, how many, would it be every recruit that you're battling against somebody else?
Yeah, I'd say, so out of the 32 we signed, I'd say 28 of them have had multiple offers from different teams. And it's always, as soon as they say, oh, we got an offer from UVS Calgary, I'm like, oh, can it be York or Toronto or whatever? And every time we lose a recruit, I'm like, just go to the OUA, go to the AUS, just don't stay in Canada West, because I don't want to play against you. But it's so competitive. And the league is so competitive. Like, in 2021, we were 1-5. The next year, we finished in second. And then in 2015, we were 0-8 with Mike Gibson, and the next year we were first place. Like, it can change just like that. And we lost a couple of games this year by 1 point, 2 points, and 5 points. Like, it's so close, and the margin of error is so small. That's why I love it. It's the best conference in U Sports because of that reason. There are no small teams that you can just pick on.
We could go on for a long time here. We're gonna get you back. We do this thing every day, so, and we're excited for what you have coming up here. I love taking my kids to the, I think it's one of the hidden gems, just like
truly
CIS basketball as well and hockey. So, best of luck tonight. Have some fun. Can't wait to watch everything. To your little guy, Owen, and you, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It is the all-new Sports Cage on the home of sports in Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.